Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the eighth Sunday after Pentecost comes from our gospel reading of Matthew. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then, in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." Thus far the text. A man is traveling through a field one day. The field isn't his, it's someone else's. No harm being done, though. He's just taking a stroll, perhaps. I can't say what was on this man's mind. Perhaps he was just contemplating his own life. Maybe he was only thinking about the beauty of his surroundings and just by happen chance, being lost in the meanderings of his own mind, managed to cross over into someone else's property. Not a big deal. His purpose doesn't seem all that malicious. Along the way, wandering through this field, he stumbles across something. Now, I can't say how that happened, and I can't tell you where he happened to find that something. Maybe it was covered by a bunch of dead branches that looked a little too inconspicuous to be natural. Perhaps his eye caught a glimmering little gleam that shimmered out from underneath the babbling brook that cut its way through the field. Whatever the case, he stops and he takes a closer look. He plunges his hand into that cool water, or he gingerly removes a couple branches from the pile. And the further he gets to uncovering this something, the more he realizes that this is no accident, that this thing is there. This something had been purposefully hidden there. Now his curiosity is peaking. You don't hide something unless it has value. You don't put trash in a place far away from wandering eyes. You only hide something of worth. You only conceal something that you want to keep hidden because there is value in it. More branches are removed, or this something is brought further out of the water. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that this something, when it is finally uncovered, he realizes that it's not just something. It's a treasure. Again, at this moment in the story, I can't tell you what this treasure actually is. What's important at this juncture is that this man realizes something. This is the most valuable thing that he has ever seen. That, and he must have it. In a split second, he realizes that his life has changed forever, and he will stop at nothing to obtain this treasure that he has found. There is a problem, though. This field is not his own. And so the treasure that somebody's hidden there, well, that's not his either. Now, perhaps he could have just taken it, and no one would have been the wiser, but he decides against that course of action. What he will do is he will buy the field, even though he knows that it is going to cost an awful lot, probably everything that he has in order to obtain it. But his mind is made up, and there's no turning back. Off he will go to the nearest merchant or banker or pawn shop, wherever he can get the best price, and he will bring and sell every single thing that he owns. Before he does that, though, something has to happen. He can't just let this treasure lie there, open for everyone to see. He must hide it. He does just that, but he doesn't just hide it. He buries it. He covers it. He digs it a hole in the ground, maybe about 6 feet deep or so, and places this priceless treasure inside. Then he heaps the earth back down upon it, buries it deep, buries it real good, buries it so that no one else will be able to find it, so that he will only be the only one when he comes back to be able to dig it up out of that ground, and it'll be his forever. The deed now done, he even went so far as carefully to dig up that sod so that he could lay it back on that newly dug hole so that nothing looks out of the ordinary. And now it's off to town, off to sell everything that he has in order to buy that field that holds the most valuable of treasures. Now, I didn't mention this earlier, but this man's rich. Like, really rich. Like, Jeff Bezos would be envious rich. Which brings the story into a whole different light. It's one thing for a normal person to go and sell everything he has, something or someone like you and me, but for the richest person in all of the world to do this, well, now you're beginning to see the value of this treasure. At least to this man, that is. Try and grasp just for one second what would make a man like this give up everything that he had in order to obtain something that he didn't have. How valuable must something be to get you to do that? Now multiply your net worth by a trillion. This treasure's priceless. It must be worth more than gold or silver or any precious jewels. It must be something infinitely more, something indescribable of worth and value, in order for this man to sell away all that he has in order to obtain it. And that's kind of hard for us to wrap our minds around, isn't it? Because I would venture to say that you or I or none of us have ever found something of this magnitude. I've never found something tangible like this something, that I would actually go and sell everything that I have in order to get it. Because everything is a lot. It's everything. Maybe the only thing that comes to mind would perhaps be my wife or my children. Because isn't that what it means to be a spouse or a parent? That you give up what is yours individually in order to have them. But even with this, I hate to admit it, I'm not perfect. There's always something that I keep for myself. And sometimes I keep more for myself than others. Sometimes I'm just more selfish and don't really value them for the treasure that they really are. But then that is the sinner that I am, never able to give my all, never able to sacrifice everything, never able to sell all that I have in order to obtain the pearl of great price. This man is different. He goes and he sells all that he has in order to obtain that treasure that he found. That treasure that he hid. That treasure that he would make sure no one else would ever have. And when he finds the owner of the field, he realizes that all of his riches and glories, all of his silver and gold and money and valuables aren't going to be enough. And at that point, certainly you and I would probably call it a day. If we were the richest person on the planet and still all of our riches weren't enough to buy this field, that would just be the end of it. But again, this man is different than you or me. He's already willing to do away with all of his riches, something that you and I would never do. And now he's willing to go one step further because the price has gone up. Wealth is no longer enough. I would venture to say that wealth and riches and gold and silver never really was enough. This treasure would have to be, always had to be, purchased with something of more value than gold or silver. This man was going to have to barter with something greater. You want this field? Sign on the dotted line. Sign away everything. Literally. Not metaphorically. Literally sign away your life. That's the price tag. That's the going rate. And if you don't like it, then go ahead and find another field to buy. But there is no other field. Because it isn't about the field. It's about the treasure that's in the field. The treasure that this man has found. The treasure that he's buried deep in the ground and is trying to swindle away from the owner. And so he makes the choice. Actually, if truth be told, it isn't even a choice. He doesn't even have to think twice about it. You want my blood? Fine, you can have it. But I get the field and everything that comes with it. The deal now done, the man returns as fast as he can, returns back to the field, back to the treasure, back to the something that he has sold everything for, including himself. As he comes upon that field, he makes his way to the plot of ground that holds his most valuable possession. And he digs. He digs with the joy of a child ripping open a Christmas gift. Dirt flies, hands blistered. He doesn't care. He must get to the bottom of that hole, must exhume his treasure, must bring out into the light this something, this everything, this most valued thing. And finally, there it is, completely unearthed. He somehow manages to hoist it up out of the ground, an almost impossible task for just one man to do because this something is big. It's weighty, probably a couple of 100 pounds at least. Out on the field, the man stares at his purchased possessions. It's cost him everything, but it's all been worth it. Everything that he sold, all of his riches, completely worth it. His life too. But he would sacrifice his life again in the blink of an eye a million times over. That's how important and valuable this something is. And he sits there with tears of joy streaming down his face. This could be the very last and final day in the history of the world for all he cared. The treasure is his and there is nothing that anyone can do to take it away from him. So ends the story. It's a good story. A story of redemption and sacrifice and love to the fullest. It's the greatest story ever told. Though you may be sitting there wondering what that something is. For it can't be the greatest story ever told if we don't know what the most valuable thing ever is. Some would have us believe that the most valuable of treasures is Jesus. And that, of course, would make a good story. But then that would mean that the man is you, and me, and us. And a part of me wishes that that were true, that that were the case. But if truth be told, if that were the way that it was, I dare say that the story would not have ended up the same. More likely, most certainly, it would have ended up completely different. And depending on which one of us is supposed to be the man at a certain time, it could have ended before it even began. For how many of us would have gone to all of that trouble of actually finding and uncovering this hidden treasure in the first place? And once found, who would go so far as to hide it away again? And if we could have made it that far, every single one of our stories would have ended the moment we heard the price. Give up everything? Sell it all, including my life? Well, you can have this treasure back, even if it is Jesus, because like it or not, he's not worth that much to me. So the parable has to play out differently. Maybe some of you have already caught on by now. Maybe some of you caught on the moment that you saw the cover art for our bulletin, or the moment that you heard our Old Testament reading for today. For that treasure of most value is a coffin, and inside that coffin is you. And that's what makes this story the greatest story ever told. Because Jesus is the man who sold all that he had in order to obtain you. The Son of God is the one who laid aside all the glories and riches of heaven in order to come down to this worldly field and find you. Jesus is the one who buried you deep into death, your death and his death and yours, and purchased you, not with silver or gold, but by his holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death. His precious blood paid the redemption price for you. And Jesus went and swindled you away from your sin that condemns you, and the devil that accuses you, and from the death that kills you. And on the last day, he will come again and dig out your bodies out of that ground and raise you to new life with him everlasting. Jesus' priceless treasure. Of course. And that's a good story. But you, priceless treasure. That's the greatest story. In the name of Jesus.